John chapter 6, verse 25, you stand with us for the reading of the Word of God. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou unto thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Lord, I love you. I'm glad, Jesus, that you loved us. Came into this world to give your life for us. Thank you this morning for your presence among your people. I thank you, Lord, for your divine word, the instructions you give us out of the word of God. Thank you this morning, Lord, for each one that's gathered here. I pray that not one soul would leave disappointed. Spirit of God would speak to every heart. Lord, you'd meet needs in this house this morning. For the glory and honor of Jesus, we give you the praise in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to speak to you for a few minutes this morning on the bread of life. In my text, Jesus claims to be the bread of life. Heaven's provision for man's longing. That's what Jesus is. He is heaven's provision, sent from heaven. He's sent here to be the provision, divine provision, for man's longing. In fact, Jesus claims to be the exclusive solution to man's spiritual ruin. Nobody else could claim to be the bread of life. Jesus said, he didn't just say, I'm going to speak to you the bread of life. He said to them, I am the bread of life. The claims of Christ to be the only route to eternal life is highly offensive to the world, even to the sensitivities of most people in American society, and really, probably, to a large group of people in the Christian church. The claims of Christ to be the only answer to man's sin problem. No other answer. I'm the way, the truth, the life. I'm the bread of life. I'm the door. Jesus taught us these things. Can you imagine the reaction of a devoted Hindu or Sikh or Buddhist or Muslim to hear these exclusive claims of Christ? That I'm the door? That everybody else is wrong and I am right? That I did not come to seek the truth? I am the truth. Can you imagine presenting these claims to people who have trusted in some other truth claim? I have done that. It's highly offensive to the world to present the claims of Jesus Christ. I'm the door. I'm the truth. I'm the way. I'm the life. I am the bread of life. Satan is not content just to shield the world from the claims of Christ, which he certainly would love to do. He don't want men to realize and understand what Jesus came into the world to do, that he came to provide for man's deepest longings that he came to satisfy, the searching of men's souls, that there is nobody else that can satisfy the deepest needs in a man's life except Jesus Christ. He wants to shield the world from that claim of Christ to be the bread of life. But you must also destroy, in order to shield the world from the claims of Christ, he must destroy the convictions of the church about the claims of Jesus. And so he sets about to destroy the conviction of the church in the Word of God, the truthfulness of the Word of God, and the fact of who Jesus is. And Satan wants to destroy the conviction of the church in order to shield the world from the claims of Christ. If he can convince us that Jesus is just one way out of many, then he robs the church of any evangelistic zeal and robs the church of their missionary endeavor. One man said, "Leave the heathen alone. Their religion is good enough for them." But what's it good for? If it can't produce righteousness, it can't give eternal life. What's it good for? Is it good enough for them if it cannot produce a righteous life? Is it good enough for them if it cannot produce eternal life? It isn't good enough for them. Thank God somebody believed the Word of God and told me about it. Somebody believed the claims of Jesus and told me about Jesus. Thank God that Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus says in verse 35 of my text, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst." Verse 48, "I am that bread of life." Verse 51, same chapter, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." I want to point out several things to you here about the bread of life. First of all, it provides inextinguishable life, a life that can't be extinguished, eternal life, everlasting life, life that cannot be extinguished. "I'm the living bread which came down from heaven," verse 51, "if any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever." Oh, hallelujah. My, there's life in this bread, inextinguishable life, life that can't be put out, life that cannot be extinguished. And anybody that eats of this bread and keeps eating of this bread, the Bible says they'll live forever. Hallelujah. Oh, my, Jesus claims over and over again that he's come to give us eternal life, everlasting life, life without end, a quality of life while we live here. But life without end, life that cannot be extinguished. Jesus came to give us everlasting life. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Brother, I'm telling you, when you know Jesus, when Jesus lives in you, when you have partaken of the bread of life, there is inside of you everlasting life, inextinguishable life, life that cannot be put out, life that cannot be extinguished. Jesus gives to us everlasting life. I stood by the bedside of Sister Reba along with some of the other family members as she was passing from this world into the next world. And brother, that was scriptures comforting me all during that time as I watched her body dying. And I knew that death was getting a hold on her body. But I understood that there was a part of her that death couldn't get a hold on. I understood that there was, though this outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. That there's a part of us that death can't get a hold on, can't extinguish. There's life in us through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. "I'm the bread of life." And if you believe on Jesus Christ, the bread of life, he gives you everlasting life. Oh my. Brother, you remember Dwight L. Moody saying to his congregation, "One day you're going to wake up and read in the paper that Dwight L. Moody is dead." He said, I don't want you to believe it. For at the very moment that you are reading that, I will be more alive than I've ever been. Brother, there is a life that never ends. There is a life in Jesus Christ that cannot be extinguished. And when we pass from this realm to the next realm, we just enter into a broader life, hallelujah, a fuller life, and a better life when we make the transition from this world to the next. Hallelujah. Jesus is the bread of life. Secondly, the bread of life provides satisfying life. Listen to this. Verse 35 of my text, Jesus said to them, I'm the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Do you see what Jesus offers to us? I'm the bread of life. I will give you satisfying life. I'm going to give you something inside of you that will satisfy the deepest longings and needs of your soul and of your spirit. You remember what the Bible said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. There's more to us than this natural body. Our natural bodies have to be fed, but there's more to us than this natural body. Hallelujah. There is an inward man. There's a spiritual man. And the only life that that spiritual man has is in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I'm the bread of life, and I provide satisfying life for everybody that will believe and trust in me. Understand this. When you find Jesus, when your soul has been searching, and you find Jesus precious to your soul, He satisfies so completely that the world that once looked so glamorous and so appealing to you no longer looks so glamorous and so appealing to you, because you find in Jesus a satisfying portion. If you have not found a satisfying portion in Jesus, you don't know Him. I'm telling you, brother, the bread of life provides satisfying life inside of you. You don't have to look any further. You don't have to go to the bars no longer. You don't have to shoot up the drugs no longer. You don't have to go to the world any longer for your satisfaction. You have found it in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He perfectly satisfies the longing of men's souls. That woman that Jesus met at the well, she said to Jesus, you know, what are you asking for me? A drink of water for me. You're a Jew. I'm a Samaritan. Jesus said, if you knew the gift of God and who it was talking to you, you would have asked of me, and I would have given you living water that you thirst not. It will satisfy the thirsting of your soul. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm glad, brother. Thank God for that night that I made my way to an old-fashioned altar and found a satisfying portion in Jesus Christ. The world didn't understand me after that. Oh, they thought I'd gone off my rocker. Praise God. Because I didn't have to have what they had to make them happy. I had found in Jesus exactly what I needed to make me happy. Praise God. And there's a satisfying portion in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He provides satisfying life. Listen to this. The bread of life provides strength for a righteous life. In verse 28 of my text, the Jews said to Jesus, what shall we do? Get this now, this is the question. What shall we do that we might work the works of God? What can we do that we might be able to perform to please God? What must we do to do the works of God? And this is the answer that Jesus gave them. This is the work of God, that you believe on Him whom He hath sent. And then Jesus tells them, I'm the bread of life. Now, understand this. If you are going to live a righteous life, it takes spiritual strength to do it. And in order to live a righteous life, you got to feed on the right things. And so, Jesus said, I've got the strength that you need. Believe on me. I am the bread of life. Hallelujah. You want to do the works of God? You want to live to please God? Eat the bread of life. feed on Jesus, center your life around Christ, you can find the strength to live for Christ. I've been pastoring a long time. I'm embarrassed to tell you how long, really. No older than I am. I started really young, too young, to tell you the truth. But I've seen and watched a lot of people's spiritual life over the years. And many people in the house of God find it very difficult to live a righteous life. They do good for a while, and then all of a sudden they do bad. And they get a little strength and do better. And then they do bad. And they get a little strength and they do better. And they do bad. And it seems to me that there are a lot of people living a law experience instead of a grace experience. An experience without power. An experience without strength. You know, the Bible tells us that what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. There is an experience, a grace experience in Jesus Christ that provides strength for your journey. Strength for you to live a righteous life. Strength for you to be a consistent Christian. Strength for you to rejoice in the difficult times. Strength for you to have a testimony when the world's sitting on top of you and you're not on top of the world. Strength for you to do what's right when the world is doing what's wrong. I'm telling you, Jesus is the bread of life, and there is strength in Him for you to do the works of God. Hallelujah. Now here's the difference, you know, in a law experience and a grace experience. A law experience is an experience we know what's right. We're educated as to what we ought to do. We know we ought to be in the house of God. We know we ought to pray. We know we ought to read our Bible. We know we ought not to go to the places of the world. We know we ought to do all these things. But we just cannot bring ourselves to do it. Not consistently. It's a law experience because there's a weakness of the flesh in our life. But when you have a grace experience, that grace experience is centered around Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He becomes your life. He becomes your strength. He becomes your sustainer. He is the bread of life, and you're feeding on Him. Every day you're feeding on Him. It's not just a matter of I believed on Jesus back yonder somewhere. And you know, sometimes we get off on the wrong foot around holiness circles. We get off on the wrong foot. We just think if we go to the altar and pray a little while and feel better that we're all right. But that's not what Jesus wants you to do. He wants you to find Him. He wants to be your life. He wants your life centered around Him. He wants you feeding on Him every day. He wants you praying and seeking Him every day, not because you got a duty to do, but because you love Him. And you want fellowship with Him. And every day you're feeding on Jesus Christ, the bread of life. I want to tell you something. You do that, you're going to live right. You're going to be consistent. You're going to be faithful as long as you are feeding on Jesus, the bread of life. And this is what Jesus tells, He told these people. You want to do the works of God? Believe on Me. And I want to ask you a question this morning. Is your Christian life centered around Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Is He your life? Is He the food of your soul? Is He the one that you live for every day? Is it, you know, you're not living to please the preacher. You're living to please Christ. You're not just trying to please somebody that's not present. You're pleasing somebody that's always present with you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. This is what Jesus came to give us. I've come to give you the bread of life, which is the strength that you need to do the works of God. Hallelujah. I just got a blessing out of this. Jesus being the bread of life. You know, just prior to this, one thing that brought this on is that Jesus had just fed 5,000 people. Men, 5,000 men in then women and children, with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Little boys, lunch. And, you know, the disciples said, well, how can we feed this multitude? It'd take, what did he say, 300 pence to feed this multitude. And one of them said, well, there's a little boy here and he's got a lunch. But what's that among so many? It didn't matter. Because Jesus took that bread, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and blessed it and started breaking it. He didn't just feed them a snack. I'm telling you, he filled them up. Woo! Hallelujah! He filled them up, and they had 12 baskets left over. Praise God. You know, and then Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. You know what Jesus was illustrating? He was illustrating that He is sufficient to satisfy every man, woman, boy, and girl that will come to Him. And He said, He that cometh to Me, I will in no wise cast out. Oh my, Jesus will not turn away a hungry, thirsty soul that comes to Him for satisfaction. I won't turn him away. Many people are afraid of God. They're afraid, you know, that the Lord will not receive him. They're ashamed of what they've done. And I guess they ought to be. And they're afraid that God will turn them away because of what they've done. But I'm telling you, when you come to Jesus with a repentant heart, if you're coming to Jesus, needing Him, He that cometh to Me, I will in no wise cast out. That's sufficient in Jesus to satisfy every hungry soul. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm the bread of life, Jesus said. Sister Judy, if you would, come to the piano, get us a song here this morning. You know, you can tell that person that has found Jesus as the bread of life. There's joy in that life. There's peace in that life. There's a life of righteousness there. Praise God. Because they have found the secret in Jesus. The Apostle Paul sought to be righteous according to the law. He said concerning the righteousness of the law, I was blameless. But he lacked the joy, the peace, the satisfaction of soul that only Jesus could give. And on the Damascus Road, when the Apostle Paul met Jesus and received Jesus as his Lord and Savior, he wrote to the Philippian church. And he said, those things that were gained to me, I counted loss for Christ. Yea, and I count all things but loss. Listen to this. I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Oh my. He said, for I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. Hallelujah. This was his ambition, that I might know him in the power of his resurrection, in the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Is that our ambition this morning? Is your Christian life centered around Christ so that you can say with the Apostle Paul, for me to live is Christ. For me to die is gain. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you about Sister Reba. Sister Reba drug herself to this church Sunday after Sunday, suffering in her body. She could very easily have excused herself and said, I don't feel good today. My back's hurting me, and I'll just stay home. But Sunday after Sunday, she picked that old body up and brought it to the house of God because there was something inside of her pushing her on. Hallelujah. Life in Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hey, I'm telling you, brother and sister, there's something real about this.
I remember her last testimony. You remember her last testimony? She stood up just a few Sundays ago. She testified. She said, I feel like warning this congregation, don't ever backslide on God. Don't ever backslide on God. She said to the Lord. And she warned this congregation right here, don't ever backslide on God. You've got too much at stake, brother and sister. Oh my. And you've got too much in Jesus. Hallelujah. The Son of God, the bread of life, the way, the truth, the life. Hallelujah. Oh, you've got to love Him. And the way you love Him is, you think about, one way is you think about how much He loved you and gave His life for you so that you wouldn't have to perish, but you could have everlasting life. And I'll tell you something else about Sister Reba. I'm going to preach a funeral right here. Amen. I'm telling you something else about her. She had a concern for souls. She had a burden for souls. And she'd go see them and she'd go testify to them too about their soul and try to win souls to Jesus Christ. Hey, brother, this is what the Lord wants us to do. Fall in love with Jesus. We not only enjoy Him ourselves, we want somebody else to know Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. I am the bread of life, Jesus said. He that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out. Here's how you experience it. You come to Him, you believe in Him. Not just once in a lifetime. It's present tense. Always coming, always believing, always taking of the bread of life. It can't just be a one-time trip to the altar. It's got to be a continual coming, believing, partaking of the bread of life. I want us to stand together this morning.
I search for Him.
Is Jesus precious to you this morning?
And knew not what I
oh, He wants to be central in your life. He wants to be your life.
I knew not what
you can say, Jesus is my life.
Jesus
said, I'm the bread of life.
And knew that
he that believeth on me
no more.
Never perish.
That longing.
Is there a soul among us this morning?